We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas' plan to have the nation's largest private prison operator build a new state prison is in limbo after several top Republican lawmakers backed away from supporting the project. Governor Sam Brownback canceled a Thursday morning meeting with the legislature's top eight leaders to seek their final approval. At least three Republican leaders have grown less comfortable with the project in recent weeks. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As we start to move into late January, it looks like a much better scenario for us than the Arctic blast we had earlier this month. Sunny and breezy today. We should get to 55 for the afternoon high. A few clouds tonight. Windy and 36. And then 56 for the high tomorrow, with a few showers popping up Sunday and near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 27 degrees, south wind at 12 miles per hour. Authorities have released more details about a crash that resulted in the death of a 26-year-old man near Derby Wednesday night.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that Joshua Howard was driving on 79th Street South near 127th Street East when he crossed the center line and left the road. His vehicle struck a culvert, a mailbox, and then a tree. The crash happened at around 10 p.m. just east of Derby. Howard was pronounced dead at the scene. Passenger 25-year-old Austin Young suffered critical injuries and was taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. As of Thursday afternoon, he remained in critical condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A family friend said in a Facebook post that Howard leaves behind a wife and child. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Wichita has unveiled street sweepers with a new eye-popping design, says Mayor Jeff Longwell.
So officially today, they're not called street sweepers any longer. They're sweepers of the plains. But they have a really cool Wichita flag logo on them, and we think that that's going to be a real hit.
The new sweepers are on the streets 5 days a week, nearly 24 hours a day. Key Equipment came up with the flag design for the sweepers, installing them free of charge. The sweepers clean Wichita's arterial streets 8 times a year, and neighborhood streets get swept about twice a year. There are photos of the newly designed sweepers with the news story on our website. It's knssradio.com.
It's crunch time for Congress as the federal government gets closer to a budget shutdown tonight. Democrats in the Senate are calling for a short extension of a few days to come up with a new deal on how to protect young immigrants from deportation. Some conservatives want a long-term spending plan to help stabilize the military. No matter what happens, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, the American people don't like the process.
The public hates the way we do business. Count me in. This chaos is going to end. I'm willing to keep the government open days, not weeks, to get a deal that we should have got a year ago.
The House has already approved a short-term spending plan to last another 4 weeks.
A woman was unconscious behind the wheel of her vehicle traveling along an interstate in Georgia. A state trooper took quick action to stop her and get her to a hospital. Fox 5 Atlanta's Laura Neal has the story.
If not for Georgia State Trooper Asher Gray's quick action, there might not be a woman in a hospital to visit.
I observed a SUV driving on the left shoulder, partially on the wall.
It was then Trooper Gray did something he'd been taught but never performed, a technique usually used on the bad guys. This night was used to save a woman's life, using his car to push the woman's SUV to safety.
I could see through the front windshield that she was actually having convulsions.
The best part, this woman is alive at the hospital being treated.
7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Quick thinking by that trooper. You know, those people, he saved that woman's life. And great story. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, January 19th, 2017. And on this date in 1955, a presidential news conference was filmed for television and newsreels for the first time with the permission of President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Now, the presidents had been, they met with the press periodically, usually just, come on into the Oval Office. There was not that many of them that they couldn't entertain them in there. And they'd have an informal gathering and maybe get some quotes or whatever. This is the first time President Eisenhower went before the public on film, not live, but on film. In radio, Ted mentioned this earlier this morning. The president, President Roosevelt, used radio. He was the first one to really understand media.
Really understand mass
electronic media. And how to do it. Yep. And he used the fireside chat to communicate.
To communicate directly to the American people. Yeah. And then TV came into the mix, and now Twitter is all part of what goes on between the president and the public.
Right. I remember as a kid growing up, Kennedy had news conferences, and usually it was if they really tried to nail him, he usually was so quick with his wit, he would just kind of smile and charm him, and kind of skirt the issue. But Eisenhower always impeccably dressed, those great looking suits. Mm. Eisenhower was, well, one of my favorite presidents. Not just because he's from Kansas either. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. Do you like keeping up with the British royal family? Well, we may have a job for you. Royal fans made a LinkedIn job ad for a press officer working for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry, the most viewed vacancy on the site last year.
Mm.
The ad was viewed more than 100,000 times.
This could be your next step, Steve.
With the wedding of Harry and Meghan Markle set for May 19th, and William and Kate's third child due in April, the successful applicant will have his or her work cut out for them. However,
well, no kidding. Talk about hitting the ground running.
I think I've got a
huge major story.
Got the ideal candidate for something like that. My favorite royal watcher, Miss Shelley, my wife. This would be a great job for her.
She'd be all over it.
She'd be great at keeping them represented over there. However, she might have to. I don't know, commute on the weekends, come
home? She would have to, commute, and she would have to eat British food.
Well, maybe just pull up stakes and move over there, become Brits. What do you think? I don't think it's going to happen. She's retired, and I think she's going to pretty much stay that way. 7:38 now with Steve and Ted, and one of the big stories that this morning is that just for your planning purposes out there, the big interchange out there at I-235 in Kellogg on the west side, going to shut down again this weekend, Ted. As they install some more beams out there, like they did, what, was it 2 weekends ago? Or was it last weekend?
No, it was a while ago.
Okay. So they're going to install some of those great big beams, and it's going to be clogged up.
Entirely close down Kellogg and I-235 at the intersection there.
So you're going to have some signs and some ramps on how to get around it. And, it's going to be obstructed for a day or two there.
The whole weekend, yeah.
And then 6 o'clock Monday morning, they hope to have it back open again. Last time they did it, they had it back open earlier than that.
Yeah, they had it done by Sunday evening.
They had it done, and they did a real good job on it. So, anyway, that's one thing you got to look forward to if you're traveling out on the west side and you use those routes this weekend.
And they will not be hampered by weather this weekend.
Uh-uh.
Boy.
Mm. Looks like a great weekend weather-wise. Hey, today is the 19th of January, 2017, and it was, what am I doing, 19 years ago? Or is it, No, it's 18. I've got the wrong date up here. 18th. I've got the wrong year, 2018, on my little sheet.
What, are you still writing 2017
on your... Yeah, isn't that something? What are we, 3-4 weeks into the new year, and I'm still behind?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm confused. But anyway, I know this much. 20 years ago today, I started doing radio here on KNSS, our first show. And you were there, and of course, Mike Kennedy and our good friend... Mr. Wilson was with us.
Dave. So this is the 20th anniversary of you starting to host our morning show.
I had been hired by Tim Link, who was the general manager at that time, frankly, with the recommendation of my good friend Jack Oliver, who I've known for many, many years, and took over the job actually on the 5th. But then we had to do some planning to map out this new morning show, get all the ducks in a row, as it were. And then we kicked it all off on the 19th. I did a little thing on the Facebook yesterday about it, and I got a lot of response from some old friends, people I've worked with, and I asked the question, should I do another 20 years on the radio? Most of them said, yes, why not?
Sure, bring it on. If anyone can do it, it's you.
If I do that many, I'm going to be awful old when I finally get through it.
Hey, I'm Vin Scully, and There's a lot of folks that Paul Harvey, the people that have worked long into their careers.
Man, I don't know.
You don't want to be the next, add yourself to that list?
But the thing is, it's enjoyable work. It's fun work. There's a lot to it, but still, being on the radio and talking on the radio is fun.
Yeah.
For us. Some people say, oh, can't do that. But, you know, there you go. All right, it's 7:41 with Steve and Ted. And you know what time it is, Ted?
I know what time it is.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS.
Yes, it is.
Using my announcer's voice. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Sure they are.
You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, and he has some, he's going to talk about the trouble and possible brighter future for a Wichita company. That's on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.